1:15 left in the first quarter. 6-0 Salina. Shotgun formation, three wide receivers near side. A back to the left of Elliott. Here's the snap. Takes the handoff. Looks for the quick screen to the left side. Intercepted. He's at the 30. It's going back. The 20. The 10. Touchdown, Commerce. Darian Hubbard on the interception again. Bouncing off the hands of the Salina receiver. He wasn't ready for that one. Jumps up in the air. We have a flag on the field.
Oh, boy. Boy, again, football fundamentals on the receivers. They keep taking their eyes off the ball, looking where they're going to run or looking at the Commerce defenders. I don't think they're used to catching the ball. That must be what it is, because you're not seeing that good of a coaching on receivers. You'd think that they would ingrain that right away. But that puts them at 1-for-3 with two interceptions if it stands. If a flag brings it back, though, penalties definitely hurting Commerce.
Darian Hubbard returns it for the touchdown. There's going to be a flag on this. Commerce should keep the ball. Hear the crowd reaction. Flag on Commerce. So points off the board for the Commerce squad. But, hey, they got great field position. 1 minute left in the first quarter. 6-0 Salina over Commerce. The Tigers will post up at the Salina 39-yard line. Spread formation. Gabe Connor in the backfield with Wells to the left. Touchdown off the board hurts, but it's not the end of the world. First and 10 for the Tigers. Here's the snap. Looking to the left. Launches it deep. He might have a man. Can he make the catch? He does. TJ Fennell catches it. Stays in bounds on 1 foot. Taken down at the 5-yard line. Whew. What a catch by TJ Fennell.
Great, great receiving work from TJ Fennell. That's why he's in the top five receivers in 3A in the state of Texas.
I got to tell you, Wells has a lot of faith in him, too, because he threw it over a defender that had about 3 inches height on TJ Fennell. The defender goes up in the air, misses the ball. TJ, perfect concentration, comes down with it. Commerce knocking on the door.
Boy,
First and six.
That defender was all over him, too.
First and goal from the 6-yard line. Here's the snap. Wells keeps it over the left side. Runs into some Salina defenders at about the 3-yard line. The Bobcats ain't going to give it up that easy. Final 30 seconds ticking off in this first quarter. Commerce threatening to tie it up or take a lead if they actually make their extra point. 6-0 Salina. And we'll take it to the second quarter. Second and goal from the 3-yard line. When we come back with more Commerce Tigers football on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Back at the KETR studios, Atlanta leads Paris 7-0. Lindale 14-0 over Quinlan Fort. Grant's Lane and Cattle Mills knotted up at 6 apiece. Pleasant Grove has a 12-7 lead over North Lamar. Cooper 7-0 over Rivercrest, and Detroit 6, Cumby 0. Now back to Salina.
So it looks like the left end zone, north, we'll call it the north end zone. The north end zone is going to get all the love tonight. Switch sides of the field. Your Tigers now going from right to left, and they're knocking on the door. Second and goal to go from the 3-yard line.
Here, I'll pull out my handy-dandy smartphone and see if we can get a compass direction.
Spread formation, the crowd getting into this. Gabe Connor to the left of Sam's. Wells at the shotgun, fakes the handoff, cut it up the middle, to the left, and not a touchdown. Ooh. You're kidding me. The crowd thought it was, so that's the south end zone. South getting all the love tonight. So third and goal from the 1-yard line. See what the Tigers do. We're a ways away. I have no idea how close that was. It's at the 1-yard line. That's what the refs say. Wells under center. Keeps it. Pushing forward. Connor trying to push him in. There's a fight at the goal line. And they're not going to give it to him. Fourth and one from the 1 yard. Fourth and goal from the 1-yard line. Sorry. I keep expecting the rest to throw up two arms. They're only throwing up one.
Yeah.
One means you're down. Two means you score. Fourth and goal from the 1-yard line. Shotgun formation for the Tigers. Second quarter, 6-0 Salina over Commerce. Gabe Connor in the backfield to the right of Wells. Timeout. on the field. Salina, their second of the half. We'll take it with them. Be back down with this fourth and goal play after this on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Sulphur Springs up big already on Royce City in the first quarter. The Wildcats lead 22-0. Ferris with a 7-0 lead over Crandall. Dangerfield now up one on Prairie Land, 7-6. Let's go back to Salina.
Thanks for the score update, Scott. Fourth and goal to go from the 1 yard line. The Commerce Tigers got an interception. Ran it back for a touchdown, but there was a block in the back on the return. Darian Hubbard's touchdown taken off the board, so they're working for it. Spread formation. Wells, shotgun. Gabe Connor to his left. Here's the snap. Hands it off to Gabe Connor. Pushes up the middle. They don't give it to him again. You hear the crowd reaction right there. Gabe Connor getting some decent blocking up front, but apparently not breaking the goal line. Whew. There on the south end zone field. They spot the ball halfway into the end zone there on that one, so not sure what happened on it, Coop.
Man, just disappointing. That could definitely hurt the Lions if we don't capitalize. Two interceptions, no points.
How about another safety on the season for John McKenna?
That would be great.
Just under 11 minutes to play in the first half. 6-0 Salina over Commerce. The Bob Big Orange defense comes up big time at the goal line and holds the Commerce Tigers out. Sam Wells tries to run it in twice, hands it off to Gabe Connor again. Not able to punch it through. Here's a snap. He's back to throw, launching it over the far side of the field. Builderback almost catches it but drops it. They didn't really catch Commerce by surprise. Two defenders on him. He had a step. And again, he's got to be about 6'4", so he's an easy target to hit. He's wishing the cold wouldn't affect his hands on that one, though.
Again, it's not the quarterback's fault that these balls are being incomplete. He's throwing them right to him. But they're just taking their eyes off the ball, or they just can't catch. It is very cold, but still, if it hits your hands, you're supposed to catch it.
So Salina from their own 1 yard line, 2nd and 10, Commerce defense looking for some revenge. 2 out of 3 drives they've ended for Salina with interceptions. Here's the snap, handoff, coming off up the middle. He stopped at the goal line. What is this? They give it to him. That's right. It's a safety. Commerce Tigers get 2 points.
Boy, it's tough on me, folks, because I'm having to listen like you are. There's a big old wall right where I'm looking, so Kevin's telling me what's happening.
Let's see if we can tell from the celebration. It was a mass of humanity there at the goal line. We'll see who they're patting. It's like they may be patting. 57, John McKenna. Tell you what, we'll give it to him. We'll give it to him. John McKenna with his 3rd safety of the season. I asked for it, I got it, Cooper.
You should ask for a lot more,
apparently. Well, the Commerce Tigers will get the ball back with 2 points on the board. That defense coming up strong.
Boy, it's really going to hurt to lose John McKenna. It's his senior year. He came in with 51 tackles, 2 sacks, now 3 safeties, an interception, and a 60-yard touchdown versus Anna.
And that came last week. That was an amazing play as well. He has just been a defensive leader, a player for this team. He's been playing strong all season long right there against Salina. He shows why that they have a lot of faith in him and why he's up there making plays. He has the ability. He did it once again.
Boy, if he doesn't have a lot of offers yet, he should get some now. Great, great play from John McKenna.
So 10.5 minutes left in the first half, 6-2. Salina over Commerce. Salina will come out and kick it away. Looks like they'll be kicking it from the tee, not the safety punt. Of course, this makes more sense at this level. Trying to kick it off as far as they can. We'll see what Commerce's starting field position looks like. Buck Wilson, T.J. Pinnell back deep to receive for the Tigers. Salina lines up. Out in Salina tonight, the Tigers and the Bobcats are making it a good one. And here's the kick. Kick, it's high, it's deep. Coming over to the near side, fielded at the Commerce 30-yard line by T.J. Pinnell. Starts up left, goes right, cuts back to the left again, taken down at the 39-yard line, about 9 yards on the return. The Tigers will take over at their own 39.
Reese Morton with that tackle. It's his first tackle of the season.
First and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Commerce Tigers offense, a roll once again. Basically one big play for this Tigers offense so far. One big play to T.J. Pinnell. They pushed it up, have not been able to push forward and get much else going. Couldn't even get the fourth and one on two different tries there at the goal. Excuse me, at the goal line. See what they have in store with this trips. Far setup, shotgun formation. Here's a snap. Quick pass out the flash to Buck Wilson. Catches it at 41. Cuts back. He's at the 45. Taken down. Drops the ball. It hits the ground. Salina scoops it up. Oh, no. He's taking it back. And he gets tackled at the 15-yard line. Sam Wells saving the touchdown. As it just got away, Buck moves around a lot. And that ball moved around through his arms and hit the dirt. Salina picks it up. And we have a Tiger limping off the field. Does not happen much. Buck Wilson does not fumble. He did that time. Trying to make a lot happen. Sometimes it happens. Start thinking about moving that ball a little too much. Forget about securing it. Coming off the field for the Tigers, Roderick Jackson. Limping off offensive and defensive linemen. So Salina has the ball deep in their own territory. 10:18 left in the first half. 6-2. Here's a snap. Pitch back. He's coming over the near side. Gets some blocking. Breaks the tackle at the 10. The 5. He's in the end zone for a touchdown. Salina scores.
Still not using much of Jamarc Simmons. Looked like that was Deshaun Davis.
Deshaun Davis. On the carry. It was a line up with swinging gate. And we'll call it a 14-yard touchdown run. Now they line up to kick. Here's a snap. It's handled. Kick is up. And it's good. So Salina scores next point that time, 13-2 with 10 minutes left in the half. We'll be back with more Commerce Tigers football after this on your station.